I guess that was about, did you do anything else, you know, playing around? Did you have time for that kind of thing much?
Well, not too much time for that. We just do that between time.
Right. I see. Did people around here ever use coal much to heat?
No, uh-uh.
Never did?
No.
Have you ever heard of some kind of container you could keep coal in next to a stove, if that's what you were using?
Yeah. Coal bin and coal.
Have you ever seen something called a coal bucket or a coal scuttle?
Yeah, I've seen them. They used to. The last years at school up there, they used to use coal and have them old coal buckets, you know, and where they'd have a kind of a, like you stole them out there where you can take them, put it in the stove.
Yes, sir. I see. What did you call the pipe that ran from the back of the stove to the chimney?
Called that the stove pipe.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the flue? How does that, where is that on a stove? When you're talking about heating with the stove, the flue?
Well, it's right in the top of that stove. Mm-hmm. It sits right down over a little band. That band on that stove sticks up about that high, and it's made where that stove pipe would just sit down over it.
Mm. And that's called the flue?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I see. One thing I meant to ask you about when we were talking about tools and what you use to work in the yard, did you have this thing with the handles to it and the one wheel down front?
Wheelbarrow.
Right.
Yeah.
Use that a pretty good bit?
Oh, you use that for everything. Hole in wood with it.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard people call that something like that, a Georgia buggy?
No, I don't. Yeah. And I have too, yeah. I've heard old Georgia buggies many times.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that the same thing as a wheelbarrow?
No. The ones they call Georgia buggies got tires on it. That one wheel's got a tire on it. Didn't have that old flat iron wheel on it.
Yes, I see.
That old flat iron wheel, you get a load on it, it was hard to push if there's any loose dirt around.
I imagine it was.
Oh, yeah.
Build up your arms.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
That.
Yeah.
Well, say if your car started making squeaking noises, you might take it into the filling station and ask the man to put it up on a rack.
Yeah.
And tell him to do what to it?
Grease it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And say if he did that yesterday, you'd say, yesterday he, my car.
He serviced it, or greased it.
Right. And if you get that stuff all over you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You'd say your hands are mad.
Yeah, greasy.
Mm-hmm. They got something that, have you ever heard of something called Gojo or something like that?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Take that stuff right
take
off?
Take that right off, yeah. Yeah, sure will.
It's pretty handy.
Yeah.
Well, what's the best thing to use to get paint off, you said?
Kerosene or paint then.
Mm-hmm. I guess you use plenty of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would that paint ever really come out of your clothes?
Or? No, if you ever once get it in there, it never come out.
Yeah.
Huh.
What do you call those things that you're wearing now?
Painter's overalls.
Mm-hmm. They look like they're pretty new.
Yeah, that's about the second time I wore them. That's what I loaf around in all the time, these overalls. I'd rather wear them.
I guess you're pretty used to them.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty comfortable?
Yeah, they're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.